when you talk, it is Reconciliation Week, is the first thing that I should point out. And when you mention the word or the name Mabo, it is such a hugely important name and legal case for Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. It really was, back in 1992, the Mabo decision was a turning point for the recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's rights. It was the first thing that really acknowledged their unique connection with the land, and it overturned that term we'd heard of before, terra nullius. And that was the concept that Australia and Torres Strait Islands were not owned by Indigenous people because they didn't use the land in the way that we Europeans believed the land should be used, to have some kind of legal possession. Anyway, so the Mabo decision led to the Australian Parliament passing the Native Title Act in 1993. Now, tomorrow is Mabo Day. It's the day that Mabo Day is celebrated. And I'm very pleased to say that I'm joined by Eddie Mabo's grandson on the line right now, Ezra Mabo. Good morning, Ezra.
Morning, Jamie. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm good. Now, for so many of us, you know, Mabo was a turning point in Indigenous rights in Australia. It's this kind of legendary name, this legendary case, this legendary title. But to you, that would have just been your pop. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, it was growing up, there was a lot of politics around it, antibiotic peace and stuff, and the Native Title, like going up to trips to Murray Island, back and forth. I saw what was going on, but it was, for me, I was just looking forward to the trips to Murray Island.
Yeah, to see your pop.
And I was exposed to it, but I didn't understand it until I got a bit older, what he was actually doing. Inspirational, hard work. A lot of hard work was involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seeing him head down, pen to paper, thinking a lot. It was quite interesting. So now, looking back here.
Yeah, looking back. I mean, what was your pop like growing up?
I was quite fortunate. He raised me, so I had a really good relationship. Like, I always sat out on the boat. Like, if anyone's seen the documentaries about him, he was sitting in his boat. Well, I spent a lot of time on that boat as well. Had a lot of conversations. Spoke to me a lot in language. Told me a lot of stories, dreams, hopes, wishes, all those sort of things. I had a good childhood under his wing.
Yeah. So he raised you. Now Ezra, what part of the land are you from?
Murray Island on Piadrum Clan.
Right, okay, no worries. So what people is that, sorry?
On Murray Island, Torres Strait.
Yeah, right, okay. And so you have your own distinct culture, distinct language there?
Eastern Islands have their own language group, Miriamir. So it's a different dialect to Western Islands and Central Islands.
And as I understand it, Ezra, you work as a child safety support officer in Queensland, is that right?
Yeah. For the department, yes, I'm a support officer here. It's an identified position.
Yeah, right, okay. So what kind of work are you doing?
I work for, as you said, Queensland Government and Department of Child Safety. I do a lot of support work, so I help families engage the department. We have a new framework here in Queensland now, practice framework, which is a bit more sensitive towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and respectful, I guess.
Yeah, so are you dealing with Indigenous families particularly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just building that, building a bridge, I guess, between government and Aboriginal Islander people because of past historical events, policies and whatnot. Make things a little bit more difficult for families to engage with the department.
Absolutely. Now, if you just joined us, I'm speaking with Ezra Mabo, who is the grandson of Eddie Mabo, legendary Aboriginal activist. So you were saying, you were telling me that, you know, your pop raised you. What did he, when he was explaining, you know, the land rights and things like that to you, how did he explain it to you?
Just like look me dead in the eye and told me that's his, pretty much in a nutshell. You know what, the barriers, wouldn't go into detail, but the barriers are putting up, as such, but it was just like, that's his land and you can't, you know, last where he's buried is, that's his.
Yeah, well, that's really it. I mean, because he just had that steely determination and he just couldn't understand. He said, as I understand it, he said, that's my land. And he just wouldn't take no for an answer. And it was just that mm-hmm. determination, which has now rolled on to, you know, the Native Title Act of 1993. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the work and the determination you popped did, hey?
Well, that's right. And I think that a lot of that identified also is a clear difference between how blackfellas communicated and handed stuff down and the rights, as opposed to the Western system where it's all hierarchical and, you know, and to put that across and get the court to understand that was a process.
It's phenomenal. Now, Ezra, what's the situation like there now? What's the community like? How are they dealing?
The community I'm working in right now, or?
Well, yeah, your people, your community.
From a Native Title standpoint, I'm not too involved in that area, so I can't comment on too much on that.
Okay.
From a Department of Safety standpoint, I can't go too much again.
That's totally fair enough. And do you get up to Murray Island often?
No, not as much as I'd like to.
Yeah, so you don't go up to visit your pop's his gravesite ever?
Not since we buried him. I've been busy down here, and I've just haven't had the time or the money because it's so expensive to get up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, maybe one day you could retire up there, take your pop's old boat, and you know, go pearling.
Oh, I wouldn't go pearling. I'd go fishing. That's cool.
Fair enough.
Yeah, one day.
Now, Ezra, there is an event on tomorrow at the Powerhouse Museum here in Sydney, the Mabo Day Address. Pat O'Shane is going to be there. And as I understand it, it kicks off at 10:30, but you're going to be playing a part in that address. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I might just have from my understanding, just say a few words. But I think only Pat O'Shane will be taking the lead. Yeah, I'll be there in some capacity, contributing, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ezra, really looking forward to it, and it's a real honour to have a chat with you. So thank you so much for your time today.
Jamie, thank you so much for having me.
All the best with it.
Have a great morning.
Yeah, you too. That's Ezra Mabo, the grandson of legendary Eddie Mabo, who was raised by his pop. And he will be in town tomorrow. There is this event at the Powerhouse Museum, Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences, the Mabo Day Address. It kicks off at 10:30 tomorrow, so you can go and check it out. Booking is essential, however, it is free. So if you go to maas.museum.com.au, you can find the details there, or you just type in Mabo Day Address into Google and you can find that information.